our God and Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thou hast spoken peace to our hearts. Thou hast given us to understand that Thou art kindly disposed toward us, merciful and gracious, and that Thou art intending to help us, that it is Thy purpose to do us good. We thank Thee. And we pray that by Thy Holy Spirit Thou wilt show us the things of the Lord Jesus Christ. For Thy name's sake we ask it. Amen. When we read in the Bible about the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, it several times over says, as we read this verse in Matthew 4:23, Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. You will notice that it had this twofold aspect, teaching and preaching, and then healing sickness and disease. And this is actually followed through in Matthew's own organization of his material. In chapters 5, 6, and 7 in the book of Matthew, we had the Sermon on the Mount, which was teaching and preaching. Now in chapters 8 and 9, we have certain works of power, which is the healing ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. To me, it's oftentimes something like this. Having set forth in his teaching what God offers to do to anybody who will yield himself to God, he then demonstrated his power to encourage us to believe that God can do what it takes to bring his will to pass. Let's put it this way. You see, when God reveals his will to me, whether in the Scriptures or by the Spirit, reveals his will to me, he calls on me to act in a certain way. Now, the way God wants me to act, humanly speaking, I don't feel like acting that way. Humanly speaking, I may not even be able to act that way. Humanly speaking, I may actually be acting differently from that. I may have other ideas. And yet, this is the will of God. Now, what the Lord Jesus would want me to know is that God is able to make me over, that God can actually move me in a direction that I would, humanly speaking, not want to go. And that's another way of saying that God would heal me. For instance, if a man comes to with a program, something to be done, to a second man, and said, I want you to do this, the man looks at it and says, I'd like to do it, but I'm lame. Or he looks at it again, I know what you mean, but I don't want to. I haven't got the inward feeling that I want to. Or again, I hear what you say, but I don't know what to do. I don't understand it. In other words, the limitations of man could be such as would keep him from obeying the will of God. The Lord Jesus now reveals he is able to overcome the natural limitations and bring his will to pass. This comes out in these works of healing, these miracles which the Lord Jesus did and which are reported in chapters 8 and 9 of the book of Matthew. Let us look at the first one. In Matthew chapter 8, the first four verses, it's a remarkable incident. You probably know it very well, but I want you to notice that the simple message that it gives. When he was come down from the multitude, from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, putting forth his hand, and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus saith unto him, See thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. This is the incident. Now let's look a little bit more closely. The leper. Now you and I don't know too much about leprosy, but we know it's a disease, commonly thought of as incurable, and really largely it is incurable, even though there are cases of where people have been helped by an arresting of the disease and perhaps even a removal of it. That was implied in the Old Testament. The various tests that they had for leprosy there would indicate that in some cases the leprosy could disappear. In any case, as far as you and I are concerned, what we have here now is a man who comes with a disease, an incurable condition in himself. But his coming, you know, showed certain confidence. After all, he came to the Lord Jesus. He didn't go to somebody else. And then when he came, this is what he said. If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. If you'll just look at it now, that's real faith. He believed the Lord Jesus could. And he came to him that way. I'm stressing that because I think that for us, for many of us, we'd better come on that basis. If we believe God can, that's sufficient ground. Now, later on, we'll have believe more. We'll even believe God will. That's different. But just now we have that this man believed that the Lord Jesus could. If thou wilt, if it's in your mind to do so, thou canst make me clean, which is a way of saying, I believe you've got the power, I believe you've got the strength. And now we read, immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Now, I should say first, the Lord Jesus touched him. This way, Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. By putting it that way, I think you will all agree that this immediately takes it away from natural processes. And he was made clean not by natural process. Then how? By a power that was greater than nature. A power that was greater than nature. This is something for you and for me to keep in mind. The will of the Lord, the will of God, shown to me in the Scriptures, in my own personal experience of the Scriptures and of God through the working of the Holy Spirit, my own inward feeling about things. So far as I personally am concerned, if I come to Him feeling deep down my heart that the Lord Jesus can, I will be thou clean. I can have the experience of being immediately made able to respond to him. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed by a power that was greater than the power of nature. And now notice what happened after that. See thou tell no man. Do not take any personal credit for this. And do not boast about what has happened as if you were going to be proud. But go thy way in the routine fashion, show thyself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. In other words, you go to the people who are representing the gospel, if you will, representing the word of God, go to them and tell them that what the Bible promised has actually come to pass. Because in this way you will be linked to what has been done before. The Lord Jesus wanted his work to be linked to the Old Testament. And we want to be linked to the historic church. And you go to them and tell them the very thing that you believe and that's in your Scriptures has actually happened to me. For a testimony unto them. A way of helping them understand. Giving them this insight. Giving them this confirmation. This is what you hold. And so the leper went to these people. They hadn't been the ones to bring him out of it. But he went to these people to tell them the very thing you believe is the very thing that has done this for me. Now in the next portion, chapters 5 to 13, we have the very famous incident of the centurion and his servant. This is the case where a man comes to the Lord Jesus Christ on behalf of a member of his household. And this man, this centurion, came to the Lord Jesus and showed again, first of all, his prayer. He says, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And of course, the understanding would be that that's his condition. Help us if you can. The Lord Jesus, in answering him, said, I will come and heal him. But then the centurion said, I am not worthy that thou shouldst come under my roof. Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. That's the nature of his faith. There was an insight into the very nature of Christ. He knew the Lord Jesus Christ could. And so he just said to him, speak the word. You just will it to be so, and it'll happen. You don't have to go. The Lord Jesus commended him, saying, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And then he went on to say, this is going to be the nature of the faith that the people will have who will gather together in the kingdom of heaven. Who are these people? people who understand God and the will of God and the nature of God well enough to know that God can do, overruling the forces of nature, God can do His will. Speak the word only and it will happen. That's the kind of faith that will build the church. That's the kind of faith that will constitute the church. Now, as you go on in your reading here, the next two verses tell about Peter's wife's mother. And the interesting thing about that is they didn't ask for help. And so we find out that the Lord Jesus does more than you can ask or think. These are some of the fringe benefits that come to any family when there's a Christian in it. Here was Peter who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Lord Jesus went to his home to be with Peter. In the home, he found Peter's mother-in-law sick. She is helped. There's no evidence that she had any faith. There's no evidence she even asked. But she had help. And I think you and I have a right to take that to heart. God will bless not only the people who call on Him, the promises to you and to your household, and other people will be blessed. Now in the next two verses, verses 16 and 17, we have a sort of a general statement. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. And I would raise the question with you right now. I'm wondering even for myself, is that the way the Lord does it? That He actually takes it on Himself. Now, whatever might be true physically, remember that the same thing is true if you're sick spiritually. If you're sick with unbelief, if you're sick with envy about other people, if you're sick with resentment against God, if you're sick because actually you have desires for things that are out of the will of God, then let me tell you one thing, He is able to heal. And He Himself will set us free. This is the promise of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our God and Heavenly Father, add Thy blessing to us as we think on these things. For Thy name's sake we ask it. Amen.